Tonight on CNN, Anderson Cooper examines a nation in turmoil with a giant panel of ill-informed dumb people talking over each other from behind an enormous gleaming glass and stainless steel horseshoe-shaped desk, while swirling graphics you can't quite read float in the background behind their yammering, gape-jawed heads. Find out what our panelists are thinking all at once as the occasional good point gets drowned out by a cacophony of paid partisan pundits.
Than you ever have in your little life.
Plus, Anderson takes us behind the scenes with a tour inside Gloria Borger's massive mouth. Anderson Cooper presents a clamor of conflicting opinions and insipid interjected analysis from a cabal of caterwauling cognoscente. Tonight at 9, following CNN Tonight with Drunk Don Lemon.
All right, that was our CNN promo.
My ears are battered and burnt, and I have just learned I have been listening to the wrong radio station. My mind has been brutalized. No, the pain can't be disguised. I've been listening to the wrong radio station. I was beginning to believe that all black men were bad men, and white men would reign again. I was beginning to believe that I was a mindless drugs freak that couldn't control my sanity or my sexuality. I was beginning to believe that I couldn't believe in nothing except nothing, and all I ever wanted to do was get you and do you. I've been listening to the wrong radio station. My future has been blighted. I am so short-sighted. I've been listening to the wrong radio station. I was beginning to not trust me. In fact, I wanted to arrest me. I've been listening to the wrong radio station. I've been dancing to music that I can't stand. I've been reciting commercials to my girlfriends. I've been trying to convince myself that what I really need is a sunbed and a mortgage and some hairspray, the kind of hairspray that will wash my grey blues away. I've been trying to convince myself that I shouldn't care about anyone else but myself. I've been trying to convince myself that I could ease my conscience if I gave a few pence or a few cents to a starving baby in Africa. Because African babies need me so. Because African babies need my favors. Because Africa is full of dictators, and oh yeah, globalization will bring salvation. I've been listening to the wrong radio station. Yeah. My neighbors form the axis of evil. I wanna go kill people. I've been listening to the wrong radio station. Hey, I was sure I didn't inhale, so why is my mind going stale? I've been listening to the wrong radio station. I was beginning to believe that all Muslims are terrorists and Christian terrorists didn't exist. I really did believe that terrorism couldn't be done by governments, not our governments, not white governments. I just could not see what was wrong with me. I gave hungry people hamburgers, you see. I was beginning to believe that our children were better than their children. Their children were dying from terrorism, but I couldn't hear their children call. And a child from Palestine simply didn't count at all. What despair! No children, I was not aware. I have been listening to the wrong radio station. For years I've been sedated. Now I think I'm educated. I've been listening to the wrong radio station. And every time I got ill, I took the same little white pill. I've been listening to the wrong radio station. When it started, I was curious, but then it got so serious. It was cool when it began, but now I really hate Iran. Look at me now, I wanna make friends with Pakistan. I wanna bomb Afghanistan, and I need someone to tell me, where the hell is Kurdistan? Yeah, you can be my ally for a while, until I come to bomb your child. And I'm sure there's a continent called the Middle East, and I think I can bomb my way to peace. I've been listening to the wrong radio station. strong voices. I made the mad choices. I've been listening to the wrong radio station.
And you are not listening to the wrong radio station. That was Benjamin Zephaniah with the wrong radio station. We'll see you next week.
Thank you very much.